contemplate the two wavy W's of Aquarius. And we see that they resonate against each other in a sort of polarity, two forces. Now, we listen to the priestess, or we'll go dreaming. We see a winged goddess holding a mighty urn from which pours a stream of life forms, of which we can discern fishes, animals, plants, rocks, elementals, humans. A laughing god behind the goddess draws power upon them with his trident. Look at this. Imagine the most beautiful goddess you can imagine, with mighty wings, and she has this urn. And imagine all life forms, even the oddest, you know, lizards, insects, I fear viruses, crystals, giraffes, weird creatures, some other planets. We could go on looking at this stream of life forever. All sorts of fabled creatures are here, which exist somewhere, or we wouldn't have thought of them. Look. And as we laugh, we see a god behind her drawing power, sharing it with her, with his trident. And that trident also seems to have a meaning. The positive and negative forces are held together by the central spike, as it were. And we gaze upon the stars of Aquarius, set in the sea of heaven. Know that the ancients wanted us to see these visions, so they attach these visions to the constellations that we may attain stellar consciousness.